Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, April 19th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have begun a new offensive in eastern Ukraine. Zelensky didn't point to any new movements in the region, where Ukrainian forces had been fighting Russian-controlled separatists for years. Pentagon officials were still cautious about calling a start to the new offensive. The White House said President Biden is scheduled to hold a video call today with allies and partners to discuss Ukraine. Separately, the administration reiterated that Biden has no plans to send American troops to Ukraine, rejecting comments from a close Senate ally that the White House should consider such a scenario. The U.S. has made more than 1 million arrests at its border with Mexico since October, new federal data show. That reflects the fastest pace of illegal border crossings in at least the past 20 years. Nearly 5,000 Ukrainians were allowed to enter the country on temporary humanitarian grounds, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. We're exclusively reporting that Delta Airlines has tested wireless internet technology on its planes that was developed by a unit of Elon Musk's SpaceX. Delta CEO Ed Bastian also told the Journal that the company has held talks with SpaceX's Starlink broadband business. He declined to discuss specifics. SpaceX didn't respond to a request for comment. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares fell in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching new home-building figures due out this morning. And on the earnings front, Netflix, IBM, and Johnson & Johnson are scheduled to report results today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.